Well, Amnesty International is warning of a prolonged humanitarian crisis in the besieged Gaza Strip as it faces severe fuel shortages and power cuts ahead of winter. The organization has called on Israel to immediately lift its years-long siege on the territory. It says Tel Aviv must allow the delivery of fuel and other necessary supplies into the enclave without restrictions. According to Amnesty, Gazans have been living without power since the territory's sole power plant was forced to shut down last month due to fuel shortages. The power cut has caused the failure of sewerage and water plants. It has also put the lives of many hospitalized patients in danger. Amnesty says the blockade is collective punishment of Gaza's population and in clear violation of international law. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I joined with Ms. Anna O'Leary, who is a political commentator, and she's joining us now on the line from Ireland. Thanks a lot for joining us, Ms. O'Leary. I wanted to get your assessment on the situation in Gaza. What exactly is the Israeli game plan here?
Good afternoon, Bakar. This situation in Gaza is once again very disturbing. For those of us who respect justice and humanity, we have a long catalogue of disrespecting the people of Gaza, punishing them collectively. It's been going on for 65 years with an end game of genocide. And the world must act. The world is standing by and doing nothing. Here we are with no fuel, the sewerage on the streets of Gaza because the power plants are out. It is such a big humanitarian crisis, and we, the people of the world, must push America, must push Israel. These are the two people that are behind us. America contributes $11 million per day, not per week, per month, per day. $11 million of American tax money funds this genocide that's going on in Gaza. Amnesty has spoken out now. Amnesty has spoken out many times. And nobody does anything. The children are dying. The people are dying. And we are witnessing a 21st century Holocaust. And if we do nothing about it, we are party to it.
Ms. O'Leary, if I could just interrupt you, I do apologize. I wanted to ask, you know, how much responsibility do you think Egypt has in this situation as well, considering it has shut down many of those tunnels and is pretty much, controlling the Rafah crossing quite severely?
Egypt is obviously, like other Gulf countries, Saudi Arabia, for example, have started working with Israel. And this is against everything what is going on, killing the Arab children, killing the Palestinian people. And I, being Irish, I see the Palestinians as my blood brother, my blood sister. Their fight for their freedom and for their basic human rights is akin to what we went through under the British. So we must be especially vocal against this. Egypt is in turmoil, and Egypt is... it's anarchy in Egypt right now. And we can't just blame Egypt. This has been a long-term policy by Israel to rid Palestine of its population. An ethnic cleansing. A genocide. There is no other word for it. It is a strategy that Israel has adopted.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight, Ms. O'Leary. That was Ms. Anna O'Leary, political commentator, speaking to us live on the line from Ireland.